In the world of the Broadway musical, nothing works quite so well as the classics from the Golden Age, shows like Gypsy or Carousel, that are revived over and over again on Broadway and are produced in schools and community theaters ad infinitum. So if this is what theatergoers want, why not create a new one, just like the classics that haunt our ears and our dreams? And that's exactly what Some Like It Hot purports to be, as it plays in its national tour at Broadway SF's Orpheum Theater through January 26th. Updated, of course, a show about cross-dressing can't end on a dated joke, and this one doesn't. The story is the same, generally, as the 1959 Billy Wilder classic film and the 1972 Julie Stein Bob Merrill musical Sugar, which played most recently at 42nd Street Moon in 2012. Gone now are the Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, and Jack Lemmon impersonations. The cast is multi-ethnic, and these are not quite the same characters. For those unfamiliar with the work, two male musicians, Joe and Jerry, inadvertently see a mob rub-out led by the local crime boss, Spatz, and to avoid being killed as witnesses, they disguise themselves in drag and join an all-women's band traveling from Chicago to San Diego. Joe, now Josephine, falls in love with the band's lead singer, Sugar Kane, and when they arrive west, Jerry, now Daphne, is wooed by a nutty millionaire named Osgood. And then Spatz shows up. By setting the musical in 1933 rather than the Roaring Twenties, composer Mark Shaiman takes advantage of the wider variety of 30s arrangements with pastiche songs that sound familiar but aren't. But oh, the dancing, either solo, in pairs or triplets, or by the ensemble, puts other recent tours to shame. Tavis Cordell, in a first-time national tour, hits it out of the park as Jerry Daphne, a performance complemented by Leandra Ellis Gaston as Sugar, Matt Lauer as Joe Josephine, and a very silly Edward Juvier as Osgood. And yet, it all feels just a little hackneyed. Scenes remind you of other scenes from classic shows, Mac and Mabel here, a touch of Forum there. The songs are tuneful, hummable, and forgettable. Still, this show, born as a labor of love, is highly entertaining and also makes a whole bunch of political points about gender and sexism. After all, nobody's perfect. Some Like It Hot plays at Broadway SF's Orpheum Theater through January 26th. For more information, you can go to BroadwaySF.com. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.